Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Kahir Jisate. In Uttarakhand's Uttarkashi district, a cloudburst in the Harsil region's Dharali village yesterday afternoon caused the Khir Ganga river to swell suddenly, resulting in widespread destruction. According to the district emergency operations center, heavy debris in the Dharali market area has caused severe damage to buildings, hotels and shops. The Army, NDRF, SDRF, District Administration and other related teams are actively engaged in relief and rescue operations. District Magistrate Prashant Arya said that based on preliminary information, four people have been reported dead. Several people have been reported missing. Relief and rescue operations are underway with the help of the Army, SDRF, NDRF, District Administration and other concerned teams. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dami said people are being relocated to safer places on a priority basis and the situation is being continuously monitored.
लगभग 70-80 लोगों को अभी सुरक्षित स्थानों का ख्याल भी दिया गया है। बड़े मैं समझता हूं कि बहुत तेजी से ये बचाव का काम वहां पर हुआ है। इसके अतिरिक्त सभी विभाग यहां से कोऑर्डिनेशन में सेना के साथ भी हम लोग
President Draupadi Murmu has expressed sympathy to the families affected by the cloudburst in Dharali. The President wished for the success of the relief and rescue operations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has spoken to the Chief Minister of Uttarakhand, Pushkar Singh Dami, and took stock of the situation. The Prime Minister expressed sympathy to the people affected in the cloudburst incident and also prayed for their well-being. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipuriu has expressed deep sorrow over the disaster that unfolded in Dharali, Uttarakhand. In a post on X, Mr. Ryu conveyed that his thoughts and prayers are with all those affected. The Chief Minister said that the people of Nagaland stand in solidarity with the people of Uttarakhand and the emergency teams working on the ground during this difficult time. Tensions between the Dimapur Municipal Council DMC and its employees escalated yesterday as the Dimapur Municipal Council Employees Welfare Union announced the continuation of its protest rally. This decision comes despite assurances from DMC Chief Executive Officer Tungchembemo Tungoi regarding the union's three key demands. The employees, however, remain unsatisfied, insisting they will not return to work until their pending salaries are fully credited. Their demands include the immediate clearance of 3 months' pending salaries, timely monthly payment of EPF gratuity and other benefits, as well as proper deployment of DMC employees in various official duties. Meanwhile, CEO Tungoi informed that as per the decision taken during a councillor's meeting, the 3 months of pending salaries will be cleared by August 20. He added that the restructuring of staff deployment and work duties will be completed by the end of September. A detailed duty roster will also be created to ensure that all employees fulfill their responsibilities. Mr. Tungoi also announced that starting October, all staff benefits including EPF, gratuity and group life insurance will be credited regularly and on time. He also announced to form a core committee comprising the chairperson, CEO and 12 councillors to address revenue irregularities and explore sustainable solutions to the ongoing salary crisis. Salary delays have been a long-standing issue, Mr. Tungoi acknowledged, while reiterating that the newly formed core committee will work to find a permanent resolution. Despite the assurances, the employees expressed dissatisfaction with the verbal commitments and reaffirmed their decision to continue the agitation until the pending salaries are fully credited. Faisal Ali College, Mokokchung has signed a landmark Memorandum of Understanding MOU with Sherpa College under the Royal University of Bhutan to promote international academic collaboration. Principal of Faisal Ali College, Dr. I. Wati Imchen, and Vice Chancellor of the Royal University of Bhutan, on behalf of Sherpa College, Chewang Rinzin, signed the MOU. A report.
Under the agreement, the colleges will collaborate in a wide range of academic activities, including the exchange of academic materials and information, faculty and researcher visits, student exchange programs, joint seminars and conferences, and collaborative research projects. Faisal Ali College has appointed the convener of its research and development cell to oversee the implementation of the MOU, while Sherpa College will coordinate efforts through the Office of the Dean of Research and Industrial Linkages. Onala Akashvani News, Kohima.
With that, we come to the end of Morning News. Stay tuned as we will be back with the Evening English News at 7:20. Have a nice day.